Here's another Woody and Jim Show podcast. And people said the internet was just a fad.
This would be better if it was a cat video.
Cats with lasers. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Woody and Jim in the morning at 93.3 FM.
This is the time of year where we think about decluttering to start the new year with a fresh face.
I don't know if it's because we get new stuff for Christmas and we got to make room for it. So we say, oh, it's time to get rid of the old.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's a boon for me because my friend Jay is about the same size as me.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often his wife will buy him, you know, clothes or shoes, and like either they don't fit him or he doesn't like them. And every time he goes through a decluttering, I get new stuff.
It's awesome. Two Christmases.
It's like the second Christmas.
Here's a new to you coat.
Woody, I'm not even going to ask if you've done any decluttering because that is the opposite of what you do. You collect things.
Yes, I'm more of cluttering instead of decluttering. I got some things organized. My entire garage used to be Mount Amazon. Empty boxes.
Right.
But yeah, I have a lot of crap.
Yeah. What about Gina, our newest member of the show? So what about you? Do you declutter like at a certain time of year, or do you just like go when the spirit hits you?
Kind of both. Like this time of year, definitely. But this time of year is more of like a deep clean, I think, also just because of the sickness and stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll take out the mop finally and the dust spray and stuff. But most of the time, it is kind of like I'll get a wild hair and be like, I got to get rid of stuff.
Time for this to go. Yeah. What's the oldest thing that you have in your closet, like of clothes and stuff?
This is probably disgusting. And please, people don't come for me. But I have sports bras from high school still.
Me too.
They don't smell and they still work.
They're
so
clean.
Why?
They still work.
Why am I just going to throw them away? Because I'm not going to donate them. So why would I throw them away? They still work fine. And you know
no
what?
No judgment here.
Yeah,
no.
There shouldn't be any judgment because I know some of these guys out here have holes in their underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And holes in their socks. Mm-hmm. My sports bras don't even have holes in them.
Okay. No holes.
They are pristine.
They're broken in.
That's right. You finally got them just the way you like them.
Yeah, they're great.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, it's been over 20 years since the movie Elf came out.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
People were kind of surprised in Los Angeles last night. Will Ferrell went to a Los Angeles Kings game dressed in full elf outfit
from
the movie. So he was like, the green and the yellow and the hat and everything. So, he and his family were there, but he was totally dressed up as his character.
Yeah, he was drinking beer and had a cigarette in his mouth, even though it wasn't lit. So it's like a very anti-buddy look.
Yes.
Bad elf instead of bad Santa.
Bad elf. There's a bad elf in Greece. They finally caught a man who'd been getting into people's homes just to smell their shoes. That's all. Weird. So they've given him a 1-month suspended sentence and ordered him to seek therapy. He says he doesn't know why he did it. He's embarrassed. He just had to do it. He should go to Marty and Liz or one of those used shoe stores and just go in there and have, buy everything.
Right.
Just go in there and sniff to your heart's content.
He should work at Plato's Closet.
That is really disturbing.
Oh, those used shoes that came in? Oh, I'll check them out.
I'd like to be alone with him for a little bit.
Wow.
Gina.
Yeah, well, the next couple days, Nashville is pretty busy with the Music City Bowl and with the New Year's festival that we have going on.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of road closures. If you're going to be going downtown the next couple days, we have maps on our Facebook page and on our website, so you guys can find out a little bit more there.
Yep. Go to 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page and you can see where not to go.
Yeah.
What to avoid red.
The Music City Bowl is at 1:30 this afternoon, so if you're going downtown for any reason other than that, don't.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty crazy. They're shutting a lot of those streets down at 11:30 around the stadium.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Monday. There's no looking back.
No.
So, Gina, how was your weekend?
It was long. My husband got COVID middle of last week. So, yes.
That's rough.
Started off marriage with COVID.
Well, Woody and I were just talking about it the other day that, like, if it's not Christmas until, like, one of you is, like, really sick.
Yeah.
We're in the ER together.
The caretaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had to change our Christmas plans, and my husband was so, he felt so bad about it because we were going home to my hometown.
Visit
so.
Your parents
he,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He felt so bad. But it was all right. He's fine.
He's fine now.
I did a good job, so.
And you didn't get it, so that's
And I didn't
good.
Get it, yeah.
That's a win.
Yep, yeah. What about you guys?
I'm at the end of the year thing where, as a movie critic, I have to watch a ton of movies before putting in nominations for the Music City Film Critics Association. So I'm watching a ton of movies that people probably have never heard of,
but
might be award worthy. So I watched a couple over the weekend. One of them was called Sing Sing, which was really good, which is like it's a dramatized version of what really happened in the prison Sing Sing.
It wasn't like Sing, like with the singing animals.
There's a tiny bit of singing. Yeah, it's different. Very different. This is in prison.
Reese Witherspoon is the singing pig. It's great.
It's not like a real thing they did where prisoners could, they had a theater program.
Oh, really?
And it was kind of like rehabilitation through theater. And it was like, it was a great movie.
Wow.
It was really good. Huh. And then I saw a foreign film called All We Imagine as Light, which was really boring.
Okay.
So there we go.
Yeah.
That was the highlights of my weekend.
Yeah.
Woody, what did you do?
Spent most of the weekend wiping mud off the dog's paws.
Yeah.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
wiping. Watched pretty much the whole second season of Squid Games.
Oh, was it good?
I was thinking about it.
It's good. Yeah, they leave it hanging at the end. There's a big cliffhanger at the end. And I didn't realize that somebody posted that there's actually a mid-credit extra scene that I turned off, so I'll have to go back and look at it. But I guess the new season, which will be part two of season two or season three,
however that works,
that works, will come out next year.
All right,
which is just a couple days away. So, when you say next year, you mean Wednesday?
yeah, we're in that zone of like, hey, see you next year,
Oh, didn't you hate the kids at school that used to always say that?
Yeah, or the teacher trying to be cool.
See you next year,
right?
Kids.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's totally hits. Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning, 93.3 FM, here from our fabulous Eurostone Studios. A Monday tradition. It is a Woody and Jim joke off where we tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth until someone laughs. Whoever laughs first loses.
Our producer, Gina, you are allowed to laugh anytime you want.
Okay,
you can point and you can mock us. You can do anything you want.
Yes.
It's the only people that have rules are Woody and I. We can't laugh at each other's jokes.
Right.
But
Because you laugh at your own.
I do.
You guys laugh at your own. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Nobody's funnier than me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody laughs at their own jokes more than I do.
So, yes, that is true. That is
All
true.
Right. Shall we begin?
Sure.
All right.
Woody, kick us off.
You know, Jim, this year has gone by so fast, I didn't even have time to lose weight.
Woody, what do you call a computer that can sing? Adele.
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
that
cute.
Is.
That's cute. Jim, I was talking with my bro, and I said, hey, can you pass me that pamphlet? He said, bro, sure.
what do you call a factory that makes okay products? A satisfactory.
Oh, that's nice. Jim, an air mattress is great if you want to sleep on the floor, but not all at once. It loses air. And then you go down.
Oh.
The best jokes are the ones
that have to be explained.
It's early.
Woody, did you know that humans eat more bananas than monkeys?
Really?
Yeah. When was the last time you saw a person eat a monkey?
That was good. Almost.
Almost got.
Jim, my girlfriend bet me that I couldn't turn spaghetti into a car.
Yeah.
Should have seen her face when I went driving past her.
That was bad.
That was terrible. Wow. And the delivery was terrible, too.
Yeah, there's just
there was so many things wrong with
it. Off the charts, yeah. Terrible.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I apologize to everyone for that.
Change of subject. Legit hiking question, Woody.
Yes.
Do I put the bear spray on before I start hiking or when I see a bear?
Mm-hmm. If you eat aluminum foil, Jim, you'll sheet metal.
Almost got me.
He's so close.
Woody, I don't care if the Chinese steal my data. I have an unlimited plan.
Nice. Jim, I complained to my doctor about my sore legs, and he said gout, and so I left. That really wasn't all that funny.
That's stupid. That was so stupid.
Gout!
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
It's a pretty cool story. There was a woman named Sandy, well, still is, in New York, who her husband got a liver transplant, and that inspired her to become a donor. So she donated part of her liver. You can do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, or you can actually, it'll grow inside somebody if you get a, you know, part of a liver in there.
It's amazing.
And I guess the recipient was a one-year-old boy named Sonny, and they're doing fine, and they got to meet each other.
Oh.
Which is always really sweet.
How are you?
I just feel called to do this. I asked other people to do this, and I want to help someone else.
My liver! You're amazing.
Very cool.
So
oh, I love the baby's laugh. That's yeah. Just awesome.
You know, if you're able to do that, it's very cool. And, you know, especially like a liver, you don't have to give the whole thing, just right? A little bit of it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
A kidney.
Yeah.
If you do give a kidney, which you have a couple.
Right. You got a spare.
If you give, you're at the top of the list should you ever need one in the future.
Right.
So like,
that's
they
true.
Got you.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Be a donor. There you go. Mood has been changed. Woody and Jim in the Morning, totally hits, totally Nashville.
So I went to the doctor the other day. Didn't see our regular doctor. We have a show doctor, Dr. Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dr. John Scott Major.
Yeah, that's his. He gave himself that nickname.
He did. actually, he makes Google's assistant call him that.
Yes, like, yeah. Yes.
But he was out of town, so I needed some prescription refills. It was one of the kind where, like, okay, you got to go in, do an office visit to get the refill.
Right. A lot of doctors do that.
And my wife had told me, she goes, oh, if you're going in for a refill of that medicine you take for anxiety, she said, you should ask about that because my doctor said there's a new study that came out that said it can affect memory loss.
Mm.
You know, like it could cause you problems down the road. I said, gee, I've been taking it for a while. And so she goes, definitely ask about that. So as I'm talking to the nurse practitioner, she was great. I said, hey, you know, I've heard that there's kind of some new studies about this medicine I'm taking and it can really affect your memory loss. And she goes, all right, well, let me do some checking. And so she starts like looking up in her supercomputer medical journal thing. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, I see the study. I see, okay, yep, that is something that's concerning, but, you know, it's something you don't have to worry about right away.
Okay.
We'll just, you know, if we do, we'll have to wean you off of the medication that you do. It's not something you quit cold turkey. And I'm like, okay,
right.
This is great. She's a good doctor, right? So, and then she said, in the meantime, she goes, you might want to take this supplement that there's like this supplement that is recommended quite often to be kind of like a get ahead of anything, you know, memory loss, blah, blah, blah.
It's a brain pill.
Yeah. And, you know. And
Alpha brain.
Yeah. And I said, oh, well, that sounds great. And she goes, yeah, I take this one. You know, it's something like she throws in her coffee in the morning. She says, works great. Gets rid of brain fog. I'm like, I take it every day. If I don't take it, I miss it. I'm like, well, I want that. And so she wrote it down on a little piece of paper.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, they sell it on Amazon. It's real cheap. You can just use it. I'm like, awesome.
So it's an over-the-counter thing. It's
not yeah, just order it, right?
Okay.
So then I got home and I'm like, where did I put that piece of paper? Oh my God.
I forgot I'm where I left the memory loss.
My memory loss has stopped me remembering where the thing is. I don't know what she said. I don't know what it was. I don't know. So now I have to call the doctor's office again and say, that thing for memory loss, I forgot what it was.
Yeah. I definitely need it.
Three things you want to know this morning. I found this on TikTok, so, you know, the validity of it is in question.
Okay.
But so the thing about celebrities' obsessions. Apparently, Katy Perry loves sniffing dental floss.
I think that's a fact.
Is it? Okay.
Really?
Megan Fox likes to drink vinegar. Johnny Depp has a complete collection of Barbie dolls. Ooh. And also, Chrissy Teigen likes to save hotel toiletries. She's got like an entire room full of little tiny bottles of shampoo.
All right. I got to admit, I take those from every place I go.
That was like makes kind of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. When my daughter was little, that would be like, she would love when I would go on like some kind of business trip or something.
Yeah.
Because I would come back and I would give her all these little bottles of moisturizer and shampoo and stuff.
Yeah.
I still do it. Like, she's married and she lives on her own, but I, like, you know.
I'm sure she likes it.
Oh, yeah, she does. She's like, hey, I stayed at the Westin. Here's what they had. And she's like, ooh, let me see.
It's nostalgia, yeah.
Exactly. If you guys remember, there was a teacher from Ohio that came to Nashville for a couple of days of concerts.
Yeah.
And she had actually called in sick from her job at her Cincinnati high school. But she came back bragging about what a great time she had at the concerts here in Nashville.
Gotta keep your mouth shut if you're lying.
Yeah.
What happens in Nash Vegas stays in Nash Vegas.
That's supposed to be. And they fired her for fraudulent sick leave.
Yeah.
But now she's suing the school district in Cincinnati because she said she had a doctor's note. And apparently, this is what her attorney says. The doctor's note said that she needed to take a couple of days off because she was suffering side effects from some kind of medicine. But if you're suffering side effects of a medicine that you can't go to work, you'd say probably you shouldn't go to a concert either out of town. I don't know how far this is going to go.
If you can't teach, you can't drive.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't go to Nashville and, you know, hit the mosh pit.
Yeah. Wow.
Gina, what you got?
If you are one of the probably few who has a real Christmas tree and don't know what to do with it after Christmas, there are Christmas tree recycling programs in Nashville. There's 13 different locations that you can drop your tree off.
That's cool.
And they'll upcycle them.
Cool.
For different uses. Yeah.
Nice.
So they use it for like mulch and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. They chip and compost it and donate trees. All the things.
That's a good thing. That's nice. Like in about a week, every once in a while, you'll see like a ditch that somebody just kind of threw their tree
into. Right. And that's what they said too. Like you can donate them or you can put it for like the Nashville recycle pickup or whatever.
The
yard waste and stuff. You can just put it in your front lawn, but who wants a tree in the front lawn?
Dead tree in the front.
Yeah, waiting for 3 months to be picked up.
Yeah, right.
That's sad.
Yeah.
From our Eurostone Studios, it's Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. Once again, we travel to that magical place where laughter comes to die. It's the Woody and Jim joke off.
The rules are simple.
Yes.
Woody and I tell each other terrible jokes, and if one of us laughs, we lose.
Mm-hmm.
So if Woody makes me laugh with one of his jokes, I live in shame for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Same for him.
Yeah.
So let's trade jokes back and forth.
Okay. I started last time and won, by the way. Let's let you start there, Jim.
All right.
And Gina, our producer, you can laugh if you want. But you probably won't.
Yeah. You can point and laugh.
Yes. People do that to us all the time.
I'm getting this out of the way first.
Okay.
Woody, if slow old men use walking sticks, what do fast old men use?
What?
Hurricanes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I had to get that out of my system.
Jim, I usually only get sick during work days. Apparently, I have a weakened immune system.
Clever. Woody, I taught my kids about democracy yesterday by having them vote on what movie to watch and what goes on our pizza.
Really?
Then I picked out the movie and pizza because I'm the one with the money.
It's democracy. Jim, I opened 3 birthday cards and I'm already up $150.
Really?
I love being a mailman.
Oh, that's good.
That one was
That's a good one.
It was kind of cute. Yeah, I kind of like that one.
How many people does it take to circumcise a whale?
Oh.
How many?
It takes 4 skin divers.
Wow. That's a pretty quick.
I beat Woody. Woody laughed.
That was a good one. I like that.
Okay. All right. It was fast. That maybe wasn't as long as we'd hoped the game. Let's just do one ceremonial joke.
Okay.
This is an extra, a bonus joke.
Because I have a joke that will expire. So it has to be done now.
Definitely. Okay. Do it.
All right. This is for everybody. Make sure.
Okay.
You poop before midnight on New Year's Eve.
Why?
Because you won't drag last year's crap into the next year. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
That's good advice, though.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's not so much a joke as just something to live by.
Yeah, that's right.
There's one to grow on. The more you know.
All right. And all right, let's just end where we began.
All right.
With the worst.
Okay.
I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant.
Really?
But I changed my mind.
Okay. The next Woody and Jim Jokov will be next year.
Right. 1 week from today.
Exactly.
And by the way, thank you to everybody who comes up to us in other situations where we're out, like maybe shopping or something, and they say, I thought that joke about the whale circumcision was funny. Everybody has a favorite joke.
Yeah.
Because the pressure's not on them.
Yeah.
They can laugh.
Exactly, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. If you've been around me lately, you know I've been whining incessantly about getting a car.
Yes, you have.
Because I need a car. I have a 2014 Nissan Maxima. It's got like 300,000 miles on it. And it's finally bit the dust. Had a little accident, but they figured, okay.
They totaled it.
They figured it out. So they gave me like $6,000, which is what they think it was worth.
So that's your budget.
Pretty much. And okay. I actually put on Facebook yesterday asking people, you know, do you know where I can get a car, you know, cheap, something that's reliable, something you can get me from Murfreesboro to Nashville and back every day.
Right.
And a lot of people have been very helpful. A lot of people reached out.
Yeah, you had a lot of comments. I saw that.
A lot of response.
Yeah. And, you know, also offering it to car dealers if they would like a super, enthusiastic radio endorsement for their car.
That's right. I will tell everybody how awesome you are.
But now I'm dealing with guilt. Because my girlfriend Melissa is going to watch my grandkids, Charlie and Ollie, because my son's got to work today. And so she's going to be up there all day with them. They live in Smyrna. His wife, Chris, and a friend are in like New Orleans.
Okay.
And so she's going to stay there until Jeff gets off work. And she said, but we can't go anywhere. I said, why not? Because the car seats for the kids are in the back seat of your wrecked car. And so now I'm sad because
so your car is sitting somewhere in a lot.
Yeah, an insurance company, estimate lot.
Yeah.
So
with the car seats in it.
Yeah. So I need to go get all that stuff out.
And, oh my God.
And just, probably kiss the car goodbye.
Yeah.
Have a few tender moments.
Yeah. It's final words.
Yes.
That's right. Uh-huh. We've had a good run.
Yes. You've lived a good life. You've served me well.
But on the other side, people who have always said you are a danger to children, they were right. Because you now have no protective car seats for your grandchildren.
Yes.
So you are a danger to children.
Yes.
So people who are half listening.
Yeah. Are just going to think I can't go near elementary schools. No. I'm only a danger to children I'm related to.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know. I think that sounds worse.
Yeah. A little bit.
As we bid you a fond farewell, what are we doing the rest of the day?
I've got to figure out what to make. I don't know, I have a big
I think it's a pork shoulder. I don't know. My son, he got it. He bought a bunch of meat, and he said, like, here, you can make something with this. And I got to figure out what I can make with it.
Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Google it.
ChatGPT, tell me. What do I do?
There you go.
What do I do? But yeah, we're having everybody over. Mondays are movie nights.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have dinner and a movie.
Cool.
So I got it's some kind of pork and a movie.
All right.
Cool.
What about you guys? Gina, what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
I am going to go work out. And then I have some things to finish up with my old job. So, yeah, kind of an eventful day.
Yeah.
But all necessary things.
Mm-hmm.
Got to happen.
Yes.
Woody?
I'll be going nowhere near downtown.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love downtown. I don't like downtown. But, yeah, everything is closed off because of the Music City Bowl and them getting ready for the New Year's Eve tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's all going on. And my girlfriend is watching my son's kids, my grandkids, Charlie and Ollie. So I'm going to surprise them with a pizza in a little while.
Oh, okay.
Although cool. If they heard that now, it's no longer a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
But they still take it.
Act surprised.
And then if there's time left over, I shall bless the rains down in Africa.